Hi, this is filmmaker BJ Colangelo, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment. To the default setting, where we find out what makes you tick, because we have ways of making you talk. I'm your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm special guest host, Elizabeth Seaman.
She just said that just exactly like I told her to say it.
I mean, you know, I followed direction well.
You did. Gigi is out sick, unfortunately, today, which is sad because this is one of our last podcasts for a while. Although you guys will be hearing this in June, and it'll be like seamless. You won't even know that it
bring a bag of beer that had the Gigi the Black Cat from Kiki's Delivery
Gigi
Service
couldn't
on
be
it.
Here.
She's like in the fridge in spirit.
I'm already belching, and I haven't yet introduced our guest today, comedian and one of my favorite people in the comedy scene, Mr. Brett Thomas. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Brett's default setting is ticks, not the blood-sucking dog kind.
The kind that can give you a virus that makes you allergic to meat.
Yeah, not that one.
That's a thing.
But we'll get into that.
Yeah, we can go circle back. But
more specifically, would you call it the nervous kind?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had this tick since I was 11 years old. You guys can't see it, but like I bring my hands up like close to my face, and then I like move them like around.
Kind of like a chipmunk?
Yeah.
Squirrel enjoying a real nice cracker.
Yeah, someone saw me doing it a couple weeks ago, and he's like, Brett, what are you doing? Are you a rabbit? And I was like, no, this has been going on since age 11.
Do you remember the specific time when it started?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you ever did it, or was it more like you noticed it after a while?
I started noticing I was doing it in like fifth grade in school.
Okay. Did someone point it out, or did you notice it?
People pointed it out.
Yeah. And is it one of those things that you kind of knew where it came from, or you were just like, oh shit, I had no idea I've been doing this?
No idea.
Yeah. So there wasn't like a specific moment that really triggered it.
No.
Do you think it was more like an age sort of thing? Cause that's like adolescent time where like people start becoming more self-aware and nervous and.
Probably. Well, I live with my grandma.
Okay.
Around that time she had cancer and was always in and out of the hospital. And so that could have like been another reason why.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, if there's like, when it comes to ticks, if it's like a diagnosis thing, and if they can kind of like pinpoint like some kind of triggers or something. So, stressful situation at a young age. That sounds like it could be a thing.
Yeah, that seems like an ultimate reason for that.
Yeah.
And you lived with your grandma at that time, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And was she pretty much like your only parental figure at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad was still around, but he didn't live there.
Okay.
So.
And then when your grandma was in the hospital, who'd you stay with?
I stayed there because I lived with my special needs aunt and then her boyfriend.
Okay.
Which is weird because he wasn't special needs.
Right. That seems kind of exploitative nowadays.
Yeah. And
is it a kink?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I'm going to say really inappropriate things. I'm the kind of person who, like, in the middle of, like, who was it? Cindy was talking about her dad dying. I just belched loudly, like,
really?
In the middle of it. Yeah. So. Hopefully that's okay. I mean, we're all comedians, so I don't think we really give a shit.
One time, my friend ran over like an animal, and I just laughed.
Mm.
Like.
If people don't know you at home and they hear your voice right now, they're like, "Who the fuck do they have on here right now?"
Like, it wasn't like it wasn't like, "Ha ha, he's dead." It was like that was weird, because like I felt him like on the passenger side,
like the
right
thump.
Tire.
Yeah,
it's
thump.
Like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Brett, this is why we love you so.
I ran over a squirrel on the highway one time, and I got mad at the squirrel. I'm like,
you son of a bitch.
I'm like, it's Sunday morning.
You nut-eating son of a bitch.
This isn't the place for you. How dare you make me do that?
I remember once I swerved on the highway for a possum, and I went, like, no one else is in the car, but even in my head, I was like, my mother or boyfriend or whoever right now would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You should have just hit the fucking possum. Don't swerve.
So I think there were, like, cars around me. I don't know. Yeah. I was just, how dare that squirrel?
Well, You have the hand thing.
Yeah.
Once you were made aware of it, because it sounds like you were made aware of it shortly after it started happening. I mean, not there long thereafter. Did you try to say, like, make a conscious effort to stop because it was noticeable? Or were you just kind of like, oh, this is a thing I do?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Now I've just given up because I'm older. I don't care as much what people think. But when I was in, like, middle school and high school, other kids would just make me, like, they'd, like, but please do the hand thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a party trick.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
Do the thing. That's fantastic. Do you actually, like, do you, like, bite your nails or anything, or you just kind of hold your hand?
No, I do it, like, really fast.
Oh, okay. So it's, like, hard to notice?
I'll show you guys, but, like, no one's going to, like, be able to see it. It's, like...
Okay, so it does very much look like a chipmunk, like, feeding itself. Like,
yeah.
Very... Or, like, washing its face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally what
rubbing
it looks like.
Rubbing its cheeks.
Yep, that's literally what it looks like. Do you get, like, a sense of catharsis when you do it? Like, do you feel, like, less stressed out, or...
A little bit, actually, yeah.
Okay, so it does kind of help calm.
Yeah, because, like, there's energy in my hands.
Okay.
Like, I feel it.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's probably the stress, I guess.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Do you know now, like, so number one, now when it happens, are you always aware it's happening or not always? Someone points it out, like.
Sometimes, like, I just do it and then I realize what I've done afterwards.
Okay.
That's probably most of the time, actually. I don't do it on purpose.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then do you kind of reflect, like, oh, shit, am I stressed out right now? Or is that, like, kind of where you're already, like, you know you're stressed out and that was probably what caused it? Or sometimes do you just do it for, like, no reason?
I realize when I do it now, I'm, like, in a stressed out situation. I'm usually in public because, I don't know, I don't do really good in, like, public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Which is ironic, considering you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, you go on stage,
you're
like,
literally
for
the
fun.
Most scrutinized in public.
Oh, I'm not, like, good with interacting with people in, like, public.
Oh, well, then that definitely makes sense that you're a comedian.
Yeah.
And you got, like, the stage, like, in the buffer.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it. This is what we love about Brett. We've never had anybody on like you yet, which makes me really happy. And we've also
like
not.
You.
We've never really. Well, really though, like, you're a very unique person. I don't think there's any disputing that.
Like you mean like handsome?
Well, yes, dashing,
thank you.
Clever. Well, the thing about you too is that you're so like you don't really know what to expect. Like, so I saw Brett last night perform at Hilarities. And I've seen you perform at, like, my showcase and open mics and all that other stuff. But I don't know. It was something about seeing you at Hilarities last night. And it could just be my own personal bias. But, like, after Brett, there were a bunch of these drop-ins that were coming in from, like, out of town that are, like, headlining at Hilarities all weekend. Yeah. And, like, people who have, like, Comedy Central specials. And I don't feel like they got nearly as good of a reaction because they were just up there like, hey, I'm a dude and here's the dude things that I do. And that is not Brett's material at all. Like... It's pretty much a solid string of one-liners, which I love.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's my thing.
I appreciate it because I feel like I could never do that. Like, my stand-up tends to be, like, storytelling. And when I try to imagine doing it, like, how you do it with, like, one-liners and switching all the time, I'd be like, I would forget everything.
Well, right. And, like, the thing is, too, most comedians have such a... There's a big spectrum of, like, they're, you know, they're high, they're low, they're flat, they're this. And you're just at one all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, you never seem nervous. You never seem excited. You never seem anything. You just seem Brett. Like, it's just, like, its own emotion, which I appreciate. Have you been that way your whole life?
Yeah. Basically.
I mean, do you have siblings?
I have one sister. She's 31.
Okay. And is she like that, or is she...
No, she's different
than
me.
Okay.
She shows emotion, actually.
And, like, she... are you close with her at all, or is she just kind of...
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because that's how my brother and I... Like, my brother... That was something I was... Actually, when I was watching you last night, I'm like, you are my brother if my brother... I don't know, because he's very introverted, but he can be really fucking funny. It's just that, like, he doesn't like being up in front of a group of people and, you know, having people look at him. And I'm the kind of person where I'm like, look at me! Look what I'm doing! So,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just interesting to me.
It's probably that and that we came out of a different vagina.
Oh, so it's your half-sister.
No, me and you.
Oh, me and you.
That's why we are not brother and sister.
Well, my brother and I did technically come out of the same vagina. Allegedly.
Technically.
I didn't come out of the same one as you.
Yes, that's true.
That's so that... your brother being introverted and the biology part.
Yeah.
That's why we're not brother and sister.
Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot of sense.
Unfortunately.
Mystery solved.
We're unpacking a lot here right now.
I think you're killing it, though, honestly.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got, like, a bunch of, like, shows going on. Like, you got, well, the weekly one's done.
Yeah, we got fired from that.
I think that was their bad move.
Yeah.
Because you're starting to pack the house. There's always, like, 15 to 20 comedians, and, like, you're starting to get an audience.
Yeah.
And they would rather just have people make $5 on pool.
Yeah,
they'd rather have, like, four old drunk guys hang out
and that's,
play pool.
My mistake was trying to make sense of that last week. Yeah. So I was like, hey, guys, why would a bar do this? And no one had an answer, but everyone had a ton of answers for, you're dumb for having a show at a bar. And I was like, that's helpful. I'll try that. Thank you. But I will say, like, I love fucking being in charge of shit and having control over things. And that's why I really love doing that show. And that's why we're going to be doing a new show that by the time this airs will hopefully be massively successful. And Brett will have appeared on like a dozen times.
It's going to be nuts.
Elizabeth's our art director, graphic designer, all that shit for SX1.
Good for you.
We'll talk about that, but welcome. Here we're talking about Brett.
Yeah. He's trying to throw it back.
I know
introvert.
He is. This show is
put
about
the
you,
mirror
sir.
Down.
We'll go on a bunch of tangents too.
Sorry if I keep like going off.
No, this is what we do. This is cool. Literally 75% of the show is about other things, and
how
then like 25%
compliment Jess.
Is about.
So rude.
Well, it's funny because Brett and I, and again, by the time this airs, it won't matter. But Brett and I have both been nominated as Rookie of the Year by the Cleveland Comedy Awards.
Yep.
Yay,
which so is funny because I heard you talking on Drinks with Larry, also on Above Below Entertainment Network. Check it out. Shout out, guys.
Plug.
Right? And I heard you talking about how, like, you're like, yeah, I was nominated for Rookie of the Year, but I've been doing this 2 years. And I was like, me too! I've been doing this two fucking years.
I was a little confused about what that category meant.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. If people at the awards show ask me how long I've been doing it, I'm going to lie and say a year.
Say 3 months. Yeah. Just make it like, oh, I started 3 months ago. I'm going to be like, oh my God.
No, does someone do
feel
like
really
seven.
Shitty about themselves.
Like seven.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
I think the reason I got voted for Rookie of the Year was my first year, I had only done it like 10 times, okay. And it was at the Funny Stop. So
obscure, yeah.
To be technical, it wasn't in Cleveland until I started till
sure.
this year. So
I think, too, like my experience was my first year, I met everybody, but I wasn't really on people's radar until like the second year. You know what I mean?
I got super lucky, and I just like met you
for
like, the second
time
I ever performed.
And I'm always like, check out this bitch. Look what she's doing.
Yeah, and I'm always, I like, oh, yeah, mentor, round one.
No, there's too much pressure. I'm going to drink a pound the rest of this
matter.
Beer. I'm pounding the rest of this beer.
Too I don't care. Oh, I look up to you. Deal with it.
Oh, God, no. This is why I didn't have kids. I don't want anybody
too
to look up to me. I'm
bad.
A horrible model. I was going to say, but what I was going to say, and this is just going to be a giant fest of me and Brett jerking each other off. So no, because there's like, what, 5 or 6 people in our category nominated. And I was surprised to be nominated. And then like everybody else in the category is awesome. But like I love AJ DeCosimo. Like he and I are friends on Twitter. We like catch up on Twitter all the time, but I haven't seen him perform in a while. And I don't know if he's even like outperforming a lot. I know he does a lot with Josh. For, like,
he's been performing. I've seen him.
Okay. I've seen him out, but I hadn't seen that much. And then Obi, I just met 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Obi N, he is awesome. I love him dearly. It was actually funny though, because he was like, can I be on your showcase? And I was like, can you send me a video? And I played her a song that he sent me last night. Like randomly he DM'd me a song on like Monday night. And I'm like, he and I are not like, we don't DM each other, but he randomly sent me this song. And it was fucking hysterical because Obi's one of those people that if you know in context, he's hysterical. But if you don't know Obi or what's going on, you're like, what is he doing? Yeah. Because it's almost kind of like, he's sometimes unintelligible. Like you don't always understand what he's like yelling about when he's on stage. And so he sent me a video that was like that. And I'm like, oh no, this guy's just batshit. I was like, yeah, I can't have you on the showcase, but you come do the open mic. And then like, he's come do my showcase. He's come and done my showcase like 3 more times and he's amazing. And then he got nominated for Rookie. And I was like, well, I'm an asshole because I just thought Obi was a crazy person.
It happens.
I just I went to TikTok last night and I saw him there. Yeah, that was my first time there.
Good.
I was the last comedian to go up. I had fun.
I went and crossed
I didn't
see you. I crossed my name off.
Oh, because you waited too long or you just changed your mind?
I'm a diva now.
I'm too good for this shit. No, I should be bumping.
You're not the only one who did it. John Armstrong was supposed to go on right before me, and then someone said he left, and I felt bad because I'm like, I love John Armstrong, but I do not want to go up after John Armstrong.
What the funny thing about that was I signed up, and Josh signed up, and John signed up, and we all crossed our names off and just went back to Josh's. Like, what happened was like, it was like 10:30 when we got there, and they're at 5, and we're at like 16, 17, 18. And I had like work at like 8 in the morning. I live an hour away, and we had to like write some stuff and like do podcast stuff for a podcast. This can come out in June. We might not even have it.
Yeah,
going
you might
not
even be up and running by then.
Yeah, I know.
June of 2019.
Yeah, so we just like left.
Have you ever been told, or have you ever noticed doing the tick on stage?
No.
No.
I don't do it on stage.
So like, do you make it a specific like mental, like, I'm not gonna do the tick on stage? Can you do that? Do you have mental control over it?
No, I just don't think about it. I don't know. Cause I'm in my own head when I walk on.
Yeah.
But what I have been noticing is like, I'll like adjust my glasses sometimes.
I do remember seeing you do that.
I saw a video of me doing it last night, and it's like, oh my God.
You know what I just noticed last night? Mike Polk plays with the button on his jacket like over and over. Really? So I was like, we all have those things where we just fuck around. With, like, I'm the worst fidgeter in the entire planet.
Really?
Yeah, because my hands shake really bad. So I either hold the mic right up to my chin and rest it on my chin so my hands aren't shaking, or I'll have like the stand, like I'll hold on to the stand.
Yeah, I
like,
play with the top of the stand.
Yeah.
You should be like Schizo Bill and just wear a straight jacket on stage.
Or just like do the shuffle back and forth.
That'll fix all of our tics if all of Cleveland comedy.
Just wore straight jackets. Yeah. That's a great point.
Well, my friend and I, we do panels at anime conventions because we're dorks. And we've been doing it for like 10 years, so we've done this for so long. And she, I can tell, like, oh God, I know her tics so hard. She has long nails, and she'll just like tap them on the table. Or she rocks in her chair, like she has it like tilted on the first two legs, and she rocks back and forth.
That makes me nervous, because I've seen, like, I myself have bit it from like fucking with my chair, like being back on the back two legs.
And there's like a room with like 50 plus people right in the front, and I'm like, I love you so much. Please stop. But like, I can't say, like, oh, this is a huge crowd full of people. I'm not about to like call you out.
Mom you.
Yeah, like,
young lady, you put
your butt in that chair. Like, she makes me nervous.
Is that the only nervous tick you're aware of that you have?
Yeah. Sometimes I get like nervous. So I'll pace around.
Okay.
And
I think we've all kind of got that stuff too.
I do that during sporting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When I used to wrestle, right before like my match would start, I'd like put on my headgear, but like I'd like slide it on and then slide it off, and like do it like an even amount of times.
Oh yeah. Oh, so it's kind of like an OCD. It's a little bit OCD. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just have a lot. I'm just a fucked up person.
No, but that's not comedy.
I do stuff like that too.
Fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Well, like, it doesn't feel right unless sometimes you end on a certain foot or something. Like,
yes.
I'm like, oh, I don't like this. All of a sudden, this is a bad omen.
I love this so much. I love like this whole show for just unpacking. Like, if people wonder like how we do stand up comedy, like people are like, I don't understand how you do it. It's like, because we're all fucking batshit. Like, we all have like depression and bipolar and OCD. Mine's undiagnosed, I'm pretty sure, OCD, because I used to do that shit all the time. I used to be like, I would like hit something in the morning and I have to hit it every day on the way out to make sure I had a good day that day. Like, that was like in my
head. Even though you know it's not true, because you have shitty days even on the days
when
you do
hit
it.
The thing.
For some reason, if you don't do it, you're like, nope, it's gonna be extra bad.
That's crazy.
Or you think you're gonna die.
Yeah,
yes,
or someone you know or love is gonna die.
Yes, exactly. There was I remember listening to a This American Life episode where this woman talked about her thing was she swallowed. Like, her OCR was, or OCD was, that she swallowed. So she would swallow, like, she started swallowing, like, paper clips.
Oh,
but
God.
Then she started swallowing, like, thumbtacks.
That's like that, was that, that TLC show is, like, My Strange Obsession
Addiction.
People would,
addiction.
Like, styrofoam.
Oh, God,
and stuff
my
like
grandma
that.
Loves that show. There was a woman who ate her husband's ashes.
She would I remember that.
And she just kept doing it.
The only reason, I've said this a million times, the only reason I know half this shit from these shows is because I used to watch The Soup religiously, and they would always cover that.
I know, because my grandma's the only one I know who had cable, and she was obsessed with that weird shit.
Yeah.
That and like RoboCop and
violent
movies.
I the weirdest strange addiction I saw, this guy, he just pays his taxes.
Wait, on the show?
Yeah, he's
wait, how does that how do you do that like addictively? Can't you only do that once?
It was a shitty joke.
Oh, this is the problem with Brett Thomas. We never know. what's happening. It's not a problem, really. It's everybody else's problem that no one's paying fucking attention.
This is a regular tax-paying American.
I wish I had that problem. Actually, I don't have that problem because I end up paying the federal government every fucking year, so I do pay my taxes as much as I don't want to. What I was going to say is, so AJ DeCosimo is like one of the funniest fucking people I've seen in a very long time, but I don't see him out anymore, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
And then Obi is really funny, but I feel like he kind of came out of nowhere because like I never saw him prior to like December, which I'm sure he was around, but like I just didn't see him that much. And then who else? Amber. Amber's lovely, beautiful, charming, hilarious. And I think that she's more than deserving than I am of the nomination. And Riley's also great. Riley's actually the one I nominated for Rookie of the Year. Riley Nesbola, he's really good.
All the people on the list, including you, are funny.
I just think that, so here's the thing. You look at the categories, like best male comedian, best female comedian. And like, I look at those and I'm like, all right, so Bill or Mike are going to win best male comedian. You can call me fucking Nostradamus when you watch this or you listen to this in June. Either Bill or Mike are probably going to win best male. More than likely, it's going to be Mary Wanda or Jasmine that are going to win best female comedian. I'm going to say probably Mary because she wins all the scene awards. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just think that Brett is a lock for rookie. Like, it's just, way around it. Only because, like, literally everyone I know, like, lights up about Brett. Like just everybody. Like, everybody. Oh. And the thing is, it's well-deserved because he works his ass off, too. That's the other thing I will say. Like,
always driving up here. Like, I go to the funny stop, like, once every couple months, and I'm like, man, I'm tired. I just drove, like, almost an hour to get home after this. And you do it, like, how many days of the week to go to all these shows?
Where do you live?
I live in a suburb of Akron.
Oh, okay.
So I don't technically live in Akron. I live in like a small town. It actually got Fox 8 News' sleepiest town.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's dumb because we have a lake and I don't know what's boring about that.
Lakes are great.
Yeah.
I know.
It does seem like lakes are dreamy.
But I actually live in between Akron and Canton.
Okay. Like, so you're south of Akron then.
Yeah.
Okay. And see, that's another thing. Like, you were just fucking into Hilarities last night. You're back in Cleveland again. Like, that's gotta be a trek for you.
Yeah, but I enjoy it though. And it's nice because I think like about jokes on the way back a lot.
Oh, okay.
So when I get home, I usually have like a page like I thought of in my head to be written. And then that's why a lot of my jokes are about driving, because I'm always driving.
That's really smart, actually. My thing is, like, I have to write it down the second I think of it. So my thing is I'd probably end up killing a family of five trying to, like, write down whatever thought I had while driving.
I have a solution. I've done this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Just record you talking.
That's a really good idea, old-fashioned recording method. That's the thing. I need to do that more just in general with sets. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I don't do it.
Well, I mean, you could be like me and record all my sets and then don't listen to them because I feel cringy, like listening to them.
Yeah, that's how I am, too.
Oh, my God.
I hate watching my videos. I hate listening to my recordings, and that's why I don't do it.
I know. It's like watching 9/11.
I actually would prefer to watch 9/11.
I think that it would be less emotional at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, but the thing about 9/11 was people actually feel bad about them. They don't feel bad about us.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about me. Like, it's personal.
Right. Like, and you know, 9/11, that was, you know, almost 20 years ago at this point.
Oh, God.
Know? We're all like moving on.
I'm 9/11.
You're not moving on. How old were you at 9/11? This is going to hurt.
Let's not play this game.
The answer to this question is going to hurt me.
6 years old.
Oh, God. I can't breathe.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you, Elizabeth?
I was like 12.
Oh, my God. I mean,
I was still in school. He wasn't even, well, he was like first grade. They didn't even turn the TV on in the room. I watched people jump out of buildings.
They stopped reading My Pet Goat in his classroom. That was as much as they did.
Sister's story about 9/11 is one of the funniest.
Why?
So we were all in the same grade school, right? And it's like, it's not that stories about 9/11 are funny. This is going to come off weird.
No, it's fine.
So nobody knew what was going on. And she was like in the third grade or something. And some parent came by and because they were asking him like, what's happening? And they said, have you ever seen Independence Day? It's like that. So she legitimately thought we were being invaded by aliens.
Oh my God.
For like an hour or so.
Oh, no, I have a good one though. So I was 19, right? and I was the oldest, which I have like attested many times, like as the oldest child and as the girl, like it is the worst fucking situation.
Really?
Like, literally, because not only are you the guinea pig, but your parents are also convinced, my parents were Catholic, that like everything was going to get me pregnant, strung out on drugs, like like they had no foundation.
Especially
like
small town Catholic.
I didn't smoke weed for the first time until I was 30. So that's like how off base they were about, they thought I was going to lead a life of like crime and like whatever.
Sinner.
So, but my mom, this is it, like she, this is how out of touch like my family was. And it, again, it helps that they were from a small town. But I was 19, my brother was 17. And 9/11 happens that day, and we're on the phone, like, she's at work, I'm talking to her, and she's like, what's going on? We can't watch the news. You know, this is before, like, the internet was really, like, up on, like, the news and all that shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling her on the phone as I'm watching TV, and she's like, oh, my God, I hope you don't get drafted. And I was like, because that, all what? The men would be dead? Like, I don't understand how that would even happen. Like, like, all the men would have to die, like, all of them. And if that's the case, then we're probably not gonna get drafted.
Don't even bother sending
it. We're just gonna be just dead anyway. It's
I'm
fine.
I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
That's like Mike Birbiglia's joke about getting drafted.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just talking about like by the time they like call him in and like it's, they're just like the B team or like the C team and it's just like everyone's fucked.
I know.
Like,
by the time
him,
you
like,
get
all
to that,
the old like out of shape comedians run in and they're just like, ah, you guys, we're gonna get this one. They send in Birbiglia.
Well, we're fucked.
I love him so much.
I do too. I actually reenacted his I don't know if you've ever, do you know Mike Birbiglia?
Yeah.
I reenacted his Sleepwalk With Me sketch. Well, it wasn't a sketch, but he talks on stage about how he sleepwalks. And then he talks about how one time he fell asleep at a hotel and had a dream that a missile was coming for him. And the thing is, when he sleepwalks, it's not like he just wanders around. Like, he does the shit he's doing in his dreams. And so he had a dream that there was a missile headed right for him. And so in his dream, he's like, oh, fuck, I gotta get out of here. So he, like, runs and jumps out the window in his dream, but also runs and jumps out the window of his hotel. And he was on the second story, and the window was closed. So he jumped through the window, landed on the front lawn of the hotel, and is like waking up, running around the lawn covered in like broken glass. He's like in his underwear, covered in blood. And
he
so,
almost died. He said that when they took out the piece of glass, it was like right by his like
a
femoral
really?
Artery
I didn't
or
even
something.
Know about, I hadn't even heard that part.
Yeah, and they have, like, if you watch his movie, Sleepwalk
yes,
With Me, they
yes,
like
yes,
reenact
yes.
it in there. But I think I heard him talk about it on a podcast that he was actually like real close to dying.
Oh my God. Like, well, he does say in the sketch, he's like, the doctor's all like, you should be dead.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you should. Like, he's like, I zinged him. But I reenacted that on stage once, and it got 0 laughs. It got -7 laughs.
Bunch of
bullshit. It was tough. But anyway, so my point was that I think that he will ultimately, Brett, win Rookie of the Year, just because every person I ever talk to, we talk about Brett, like, especially dudes get, like, this dreamy, like, Brett! Like,
I know Cindy loves
so,
you.
So, like, yeah. I've not seen it in any other comic on the scene where you talk about someone and they're all like, ah, that guy! Like, that's Thanks. Literally how they all are. And that was funny, too, because that's what I kind of got when I was listening to you guys on Drinks with Larry. It was just that they were all like, Matt Brezier! It was Valentine's Day, too, which was really funny.
I'm probably going to listen to this when it comes out and just be upset because I didn't win Rookie of the Year.
Because Jess fucking jinxed it.
Oh, God. Just going to listen to it like, salt in the movie.
Thanks
a lot, Falstaff.
Yeah, there'll be like a random write-in.
Just post it as... Wrong predictions for the Cleveland Comedy Awards.
Sorry, your dreams died.
Be like, Ralph Nader, what? So, are you still close with anyone in your family at all? Do you still?
Yeah, I live with my aunt.
Okay. And you still live with her? She's the one that has special needs?
Yeah, well, okay. I live with my two aunts, my special needs aunt and then my Aunt Pearl.
Okay, that's a cool name.
Oh, my God, I love that name.
Aunt Pearl.
People think I make her up. Like, why?
Well, it sounds like one of those fake old people names. Like, when my sisters and I were young, we used to play a game called Nursing Home. And we all picked old lady
names.
That's
dark.
And I was always Vern. My sister was Agnes. And then the other one would switch. Like, she'd just, you know, switch
it up. You guys drop bed sores on yourselves.
Oh, God. We all had like, a fake ailment. And then it was, like, we'd play in the backyard and you have to, like, race to the flower bed. Because it was, like... Oh, it's Cheesecake and Meatloaf Day. Because we're just like, old people love salt.
Yeah.
That's what they're going. And then it's like, walk around, talking in an old lady voice. Oh, it's time for dinner. It's Cheesecake. cheesecake and meatloaf. So then he's just talking a fake old lady voice, yelling cheesecake and meatloaf. And then the other time is when he's like going for your pill handouts. Like, I don't know what our problem was.
That is like, everybody plays house and doctor. No, you guys played nursing home.
We definitely played old folks home. And my name was always Vern.
Vern. I love it.
Was the staff mean to you except when your family was there?
I don't think so. We thought enough ahead to have our family visit. We had never been to a nursing home. I have no idea where this came from.
You were just concerned about the pills.
Yeah, well, it's like we got real excited about the pills. We got real excited about the cheesecake and meatloaf.
That's like, awesome.
Because Ola was just like, oh, people, they can't, like, chew.
I liked you guys' imagination.
Yeah, that was actually creativity that I did not.
Some crazy chipmunks who lived in trees.
That was original. That wasn't hack at all.
I could have taught you how to do the thing.
Well, we played Pioneers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You tie, like, wagons to your bikes, and then you load a bunch of stuff, and then you just go around in circles until you decide it's time to camp. Mm-hmm. And then you pretend to camp, and then you got to pack up early because we're all heading west.
I like it.
We also
it was like Oregon Trail Live.
Yeah,
everybody got dysentery.
We'd blow up my mom's kitchen gloves with a hose, and you put a hairband on it, and it was your baby for the day. And then at the end of the day, you just whip it off the
roof.
You guys
didn't have cable, did you?
No.
Nope. See, that's the kind of shit we did because we did not have fucking cable.
And then you have your glove baby, and then you whip it off the roof, and then my dad comes home from work, and there's pieces of glove all over the driveway, and my mom's like, "Where the fuck did it all go?" Like, shouldn't have bought it. You knew what we're gonna do with them.
You should just buy them in bulk.
Yeah, sorry, that's a tangent about...
No, there's always tangents.
Weird kids games.
No one apologized, Candace.
Starts with nursing
next season
home.
Is no apologies for tangents. Elizabeth's going to be guest co-hosting on the second season, too.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Who?
She's going to be guest co-hosting on the second season.
Oh, cool.
You're like the season finale of your season one finale. That's why we've got you in here specifically.
Thank you.
Go out with a bang.
Hell yeah.
Mm. So you've been doing comedy technically 2 years, you said?
Yeah.
Is this your second year, or are you like a full 2 years?
Full 2 years.
Okay.
So bring it around to three now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is John here already? Hold on a second. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
So, do you have any other ticks?
No.
Just the squirrel move?
Yeah. Hi. Do you have any ticks?
No, I don't think I have a tick in particular. I think that people used to make fun of me the way, like, if my nose was itchy, I'd just, like, squish my nose up like this, and then they'd say I look like a chipmunk.
Oh.
And I was just, like, going, like, shame, I don't know.
That's not bad at all.
But, Shock Top?
Shock Top? Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I used to bite my nails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd bite my nails, and I'll, like, if I get really stressed out, sometimes I feel like my eye twitches.
Oh, do you know what I do actually? I've never cut my fingernails. I always pick at them.
Me too. Me too. Oh my God, yes.
I file them and stuff, but sometimes if I get stressed out, like, I don't know why, like, I think it was like the other night, I was just laying in bed, all of a sudden I'm like, these all need to be gone. And then I can't.
If you guys could see my fingers, like, if I have nails, you can see the tips of my fingers have all this dead skin, and I just pull all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, me too.
You bite, like, all that, like, cuticle-y stuff.
Well, and I don't even bite. Well, the thing is, so the skin peels off my nails, or my fingers, and then Adam and my mom will constantly see me doing it. They're like, stop fucking doing it.
Oh,
but the
God,
thing
yeah.
is, it's already dead. It's not like I'm pulling it to the point of dead. It's like, well, it's either that or I have, like, dead skin, like Edward Skinny hands. Like, I've just got skin dangling off my fingers. And, like,
I always get that. Don't bite your nails. Stop biting your nails.
I've never bit my nails.
I'm not biting them. It's just not like I'm eating them or something. Like, it's just the tool to.
Do you do bite your nails?
I don't do it nearly, like, I rarely do it now, but I do sometimes. I used to do it when I was a kid. I do it all the time.
However, this episode has been brought to you by Cheez-Its Grooves. Sorry, Cheez-Its Grooves.
Best of Cheez-It and a chip in one.
I've never had these before.
The back of the box.
They're hot and spicy, but this is my dinner, so Cheez-It, shout out if you want to give us some money.
Pretty risky.
What's that?
Choice. Never tried it, and you're going to do it on your podcast?
I know. And I have faith because I've tried 45 different types of Cheez-Its, and I've never been steered wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this can't be bad. Like, it might not be great, but it's actually
Cheez-Its.
Pretty
fun. Here's a vote. Cheez-Its or Cheez-Nips?
Oh, Cheez-Its fucking
Cheez-Its.
Thank you.
Oh, God
thank
damn
you.
It.
Why did people even buy
Cheez-Nips? Did you
Cheez-Nips?
Say Cheez-Its or Cheez-Nips?
It's...
Okay, yeah. I was like, you get the fuck. You can just
Why
leave right now.
Cheez-Nips exist. They're like the really shitty version.
I don't know
of
how
Cheez-Its.
They survive as a company Like, I'm sorry, Cheese Nips, get it together.
It's like the knockoff brand. Do you just think because your name is a name brand?
Is your name is Nips, you can just get away with it? Like, the association? Kind of like, what are you doing? That's some fucking shit right there.
Do you think that since this episode is about ticks, they should be called Cheese Ticks?
Well, so what's funny is I had this brilliant idea, which didn't actually work out. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I was like, what beer do I buy today? And then I saw the cougar, and I was like, Brett Thomas, he likes cougar. I'm going to totally bring some cougar beer. And then he's like, I'll take a shock top. And I was like, son of a bitch. But it's funny because it actually gave me the idea that I want to start having like
my beer one
subject related snacks and drinks, I think, going forward. Because somebody did an episode where they were like, their default setting was stoned. And so we just sat around and got high like the whole time.
Who is that? Jesus. Tommy Chong?
What's funny is we did sit around the whole time just going, yeah, man.
Like, really?
The whole time. My friend Steve Swanson, who, by the way, is producing a new show that I'm going to be hosting.
Oh, awesome.
Which I was telling you guys about last night, the Flea Market Fanatics, about the Rogers Flea Market, which hopefully by the time this airs will be a raging sensation, and I will hopefully not have died of the consumption, which is what I'm coughing from, apparently. No, I just inhaled a Cheez-It down the wrong pipe, so don't scoot away from me. So something else. So what made you want to do comedy? Like, what made you want, like, I'm going to get on the fucking stage and I'm going to do something funny? Oh, my God. Hold on a second. I think I had a flashback. So wait, did you turn 21?
Yeah.
I'm 97% sure I hung out with you at the bar at Funny Stop one time and talked to you for like a minute. And you were telling me you weren't even 21 yet.
Yeah.
It was like a year or so.
That's
ago.
When you had blue hair and you were hosting.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. We did hang out and talk and you were so nice.
You're just saying that.
No, you really were. It's funny though, because I remember you being more like, I remember meeting you and you definitely weren't this like chill. Like you kind of almost had this like, yeah, I'm young and I'm going to be funny and like, fuck everybody. You know what I mean? Like you had a lot more confidence. You had a lot more, I don't know what I want to call it, like machismo or something. You had an air of machismo that I recall. And I might be remembering that completely incorrectly, but you seemed very like, I don't know, you had like
stick it to the
charisma
world.
And shit. And I was like, oh, because I think at one point, I think I was like starting to flirt with you and then you're like, oh, I'm not even 21 yet. And I was like, oh, back it up. Like my ovaries are like slowly like dying.
You were flirting with me? Nice.
Well, I'm a naturally flirty person, especially if it's like people that are nice to me. I just end up becoming like, oh, hey, because I'm a huge whore. But yeah, so you are getting back to, you were talking about, I'm sorry, I just had that flashback and I just realized like, holy shit, I love when I realize I met people before I knew them, if that makes any sense. Like I've met someone 2 years before I actually like met them and knew them and started hanging out with them.
I met Brett before I started comedy because Anya would go I would just go with Anya to stuff. Yeah, Anya Horning. And then I would just follow her around. And then the first time I did it was at O'Toole's, and it was just so
I remember you telling me that, and I was like, O'Toole's is the worst place to start. Like, the fact that you kept doing comedy after O'Toole's is impressive.
I'm like, I can't hear myself at all.
No.
I like it.
O'Toole's?
Yeah.
You do so well everywhere, though. That's the thing, because you don't give a fuck, or you seem like you genuinely don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. But
do you give a fuck? I want to know.
I do.
Does Brett Thomas give a fuck?
Yay! It's just my demeanor. It throws people off.
All right, because I feel like Anya and I, we like asked because you came up because you recognized us or something. You recognized her, and then you
from television.
Clearly,
exceedingly
famous
from
guys.
From television,
yeah.
Hi, I'm TV's Elizabeth Seaman. You might know me from such shows as.
Oh, that sounds like a porn thing.
Dude, O'Toole's is gonna get picked up by Comedy Central. It's gonna be called Live at O'Toole's. It's gonna be like the Live at the Apollo.
Oh, God. Showtime.
I remember because we were chatting at the bar and I think we asked you because we had never been there before. We're like, so where does the comedy happen? Because there's the stage on the front, but then it's like, it's in the side room. And I didn't even know there was a side room there.
Yeah.
The side room. All right. So
anyway,
sorry. No, I keep diverging. So
I mean, you've also divulged that you were flirting.
But I keep,
with
I'm like,
Brett
yeah, apparently.
Someone's hot to trot.
So, okay. Was the first time ever at Funny Stop that you did comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I did do my high school talent show, though.
Hell yeah.
What? Oh, my God. Yeah. I could do this. I would never do that. Like, I could do comedy in Cleveland. I couldn't do my high school talent show.
No, people hated me in high school, so I had nothing to lose.
Really?
I liked high school.
Well, I mean, we
not that brave.
What made you want to do comedy at your high school talent show?
It's been a childhood dream of mine to do comedy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you follow, like, a lot of comedians and shit?
Yeah, like I actually got a couple restraining orders.
sometimes I wonder.
Names.
Like, how did Judd Apatow get? Like, he was basically a stalker to the other comedians because he'd interview them and everything, and then he's just like everybody's friend, and now he's like the side comedy godfather.
Right.
But he started off as like a baby stalker.
And
not like he stalked babies, like he was a baby.
I would like to get on Judd Apatow's show right for him someday. We should probably not slander Judd Apatow.
No. I feel like it'd be real easy to stalk a baby, but that's not what he was doing. A lot of times they can't walk. It's easy to, you know where they are.
Yeah.
But like, he was very young and he followed comedians.
I saw him on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and that was amazing.
I love that show.
I wanted to start my spinoff show. It's called Open Mic Comics and Cars Getting Supplies for Doomsday.
Yes.
I show up at your just studio to, like, apartment, and you get in my 2000 Cavalier, and no one else can fit in it because I use the back two seats as a trash can. It's going to be loud. Because there's a hole in my muffler.
The windows don't go all the way up.
I have manual windows.
And crank.
I have.
My God, we were in your Uber a couple of weeks ago. Holy shit, you were our Uber driver. This all makes sense now.
Yep. I have a dent from where I got into a fender bender at night. Then we just go to the Home Depot and just buy like bear traps and
bug out bag stuff.
I kind of like that. Bug out bags.
Boy Scout store and military stores.
No, the most accurate
Army Navy stores. That's where you get all the good stuff.
Comedians in Cars transferring their sound equipment from one show to another. Because God knows, me and Spider have had to go back and forth like 16 times in the last week.
I've helped.
I know, me too. Like, I had my Subaru full of like amps and speakers and mic stands and tripods and shit.
I told him, I was like, if you ever need my help, just let me know. And then 3 days later, he's like, hey, Brett, do you want to make some quick money? And I was like, yeah, my car's not here. It, like, wasn't, but it was 2 minutes away.
I was really glad, like, I've got a Honda CR-V, and I'm glad the back of it was, like, empty because I was, like, a responsible adult a few weeks before, and I actually, like, put things away. I'm like, I don't need this cooler in here. It's an empty cooler, and it's unnecessary.
Was it the one we used for the photo shoot?
Yeah, well, funny story. It's in there again.
From the photo shoot the other day.
And I didn't take it in yet.
Yeah.
But that's the only one we fit all, like, the amps and everything in the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
I have a wagon. It's like a foldable, like, it's, like, made of canvas and, metal beams wagon.
Yeah.
And I was he like starts loading up my like Subaru Forester, thinking he can put like 300 things in it. He goes to open the back, and this big wagon just goes. Pff. I'm like, yeah, sorry. And he's like, that's okay. We put all the shit in a Civic before. We'll figure it out. And I was like, oh, all right.
Oh yeah, I've moved myself out of college in a '98 Grand Prix.
Oh,
so
okay.
I feel like a pro. I did do a comical bit, not on purpose, but where other parents were laughing at me because I had all my clothes and blankets and garbage bags in the trunk. And I had to get the air out of it to make the trunk close. So I was like sitting / jumping on these garbage bags full of stuff in the trunk. And they're just kind of like, oh, it's just like a cartoon. Like, and they're trying to figure that out.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Still worked. So what's your ultimate goal with comedy? Do you just want to become a famous stand-up? Do you want to have like a Netflix? Do you want to have an HBO? Do you want to be a writer?
I want to be a writer.
Me too.
And I want to be a touring comic.
Okay.
I might go to film school.
Okay.
My family's not going to support it, probably.
No.
Because
they want you to be a doctor.
No.
Like, exactly.
Security guard.
They want you to be a security guard?
That's what my aunt wants me to be.
That's a really random thing to have aspirations
for
your family to do.
It's called not believing in Brett.
Womp womp. That's why we're all here. No one believes in us.
She wanted me to go to the career center at my school for public safety. She's like, man, if you just went there, you'd be a security guard at a hospital right now. And it's just,
there was a school for like, public safety, or there was a program at your
like
school
a program for public safety.
Okay. They were like, you'd just be living the dream.
Right. Yeah, I know. She's like, Brett.
A nightstick and a fucking
you could have
mag
a car
light.
With a light on top that people don't have to pay attention to because it's not for the police.
This is how she tried.
The yellow flashing light.
This is how she tried selling me on it. She's like, you know, Brett, I was visiting your aunt in the hospital, and those security guards, they actually have guns.
That is the most
tasers
thing.
That look a lot like a gun, or just like a prop gun, just to like fuck with people. So wait, did you go to college?
No, okay. I just work at a car wash.
And that's where you work now?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not like a front for like money laundering?
Yeah.
Because I've seen that show. Breaking Bad, yeah. Really? Because I've seen that show.
Yeah. I know how that goes. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's what Avenue Tap House was, because that's the only way they're ever going to
save. That's the only reason that they might be kicking out people who actually bring in money.
Just put it out there. I don't know anything for a fact, but if anybody's, you know, wanting to see potential, wanting to look into potential drug fronts or money laundering scams in Lakewood, Ohio, maybe just check out Avenue Tap House. There's a glory hole in the women's bathroom. Completely unnecessary.
Every time I go in that bathroom, there's more broken shit than there was before.
The last time she was there, which was the last time I was there ever in the history of the world, she comes up to me and she's like, this bathroom gets grosser every time I go in. Because
before there used to be like one stall with a lock, and now there's no stalls with a lock. So you gotta pee and like put your foot up on the door simultaneously.
There's always pee on the seat, and then there's always like random like women's sanitary napkins like crammed in the glory hole.
But then the glory hole isn't even like a glory. It's like, first off, it's a horny hole. Big. And it only has a hole in the one side. It doesn't go to the other stall.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just like a portal to hell.
It's a portal to hell.
It can't go someplace good.
That's what I said the first time I ever performed there. I see the writing on the wall now, because Spider, like, he asked me to start hosting and running the show and all that shit last summer. And like, before he brought the spotlight in, all we had was that red light.
Yeah.
And all the pictures I would take, I'm like, this looks like hell, because it is. Yeah. This is actual hell.
So I feel like glory hole, you say that implies somebody's going to be happy at the end of whatever transaction happens.
I really,
with the thing in the hole. And I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why those are called the hoary hole. Gateway to hell. Gateway to hell was probably the best one. I really hope that when this comes out in June, like, they'll have been like shut down. And like, again, it'll seem like so Nostradamus-y. Like, they'll just be like, oh my God, how did they know? And I'll be like,
maybe the thing is like that thing in Rome where it's like that picture, it's like the sun carving in the wall, and it's got the hole for the mouth.
That when we went to Rome. Yeah,
when you put your hand in it, if you're a liar, your hand gets chopped off, and if you're telling the truth, it doesn't. Maybe it's
anyone's
like,
hand.
I'm never
gonna
put
off
my hand in there, because Christ, it's just gonna come out with hepatitis.
I call it the Avenue Crap House.
Yes, that was the best one. Best take. Yeah,
forever.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Hashtag Avenue Crap House.
It's like a terrible place.
It is.
It was okay like 3 years ago when they had the pizza
place. I'd never
been
there prior to the show.
I had gone in my like younger 20s. Yeah, I'm saying 3 years that's just a hopeful thing.
Back in my day.
Yeah,
it was like
more than 3 years ago. But there was like a 90s cover band there, and both bars are open.
And
they
believe in themselves.
You're getting like drunk, hot, fresh pizza. Like, it's great.
And when it wasn't a drug front.
No. And then it just kept getting like,
now you go there and then people throw batteries at you unless you're willing to buy them drinks and yell racial slurs.
The crowd keeps getting older and older.
Yeah. But Brett was really sweet. Brett and Elizabeth both would always come out and perform like every other week.
Thank you.
Despite the fact the crowd was shit. And so one of the most stand-up moments I remember for Brett is that like people don't normally fuck with him because he's just Brett. He's on one level and no one's trying to bring like, oh, yeah, you're trying to be funny. No, he's just up there fucking, like, because the thing is, when you're at my level, people are always just kind of, like, trying to shit on you because it's fun, because you have a far way to fall. And you're just, like I said, you're always at one. So it's like there's nowhere else to go. But I remember one of the first times I saw you at the Red Light Showcase, someone was yelling shit at you. Because I think you mentioned something about you couldn't hear that well, or you couldn't see that well, or maybe
Yeah.
And the guy said something about, like, at least I'm not deaf. And, like, out of nowhere, I didn't even see it. You're like, hey, how about fuck you? And I was like, whoa!
Hey, you can handle that like a 100.
It was amazing. And that was the thing. The whole place just like fell. Like at that point, I was like, whoa. We didn't see that coming at all.
That same night, there was two couples. And I kept calling the one couple the regular couple. And I kept calling the other couple the progressive couple. Because it was two women. And then I got off stage and it was just a guy with a ponytail.
In the hippie sense.
I mean,
told him I couldn't see.
Was that the night that did that guy yell at you, or was it another?
It's another asshole.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest things, because like I think I'd seen you a couple times before that, and then that guy just started heckling, and you just like handled it like a fucking champ, and like whole like everybody in the place was like, woo, because like I don't think any of us had ever seen you be heckled before. And you handled it.
Never been heckled before, and I'm kind of scared. I feel like
there's some like tricks, like it's
yes, please. I'm gonna yes, Brett.
Please give us your heckling tips. Please.
I mean, I don't use these all the time, and I'm not saying I'm some like self-proclaimed heckler god.
No, you handled it for over a year longer than I have.
If you just repeat what they say, sometimes it'll just be stupid because. I feel like for hecklers, there's a tipping point to where if like you're confident, you're just going to like, it's like they're throwing a softball at you. But if you like flounder, they got you. Like it's a very like fine tipping point. I think of the confidence.
I think you're right. Yeah.
If like you repeat what they say, cause they just yell stupid shit, the crow might like laugh. I don't know.
Like, and I can't even remember. Cause I think you gave him, it wasn't like you immediately went from like 0 to 100. You gave him a couple chances. And then he said the thing about like, at least I can hear or see. And then you were like, hey, how about fuck you? And I was like, whoo!
No, no. You see, he said, hey, you said you can't even see me.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I was like, hey, fuck you.
But that's the thing. Like so many, that's a weird thing too. Like a lot of dudes will be up there or even me. I'll be like, hey, fuck you. And then like no one laughs and it's kind of awkward. But when he did it, I don't know why he got like, he totally like.
Sometimes I think a lot of that stuff is like, it's like a guy girl thing. Guys can talk about their genitals like all day on stage and people lose it.
Right.
But then like you have your line,
suck my
life. Suck my life, which I fucking love so much. And people are kind of like, whoa, hold on.
I was wow. Like, that's going to be my get or done. Like, what's suck your, my libs.
Suck my libs?
Labes.
Labes. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
So we've said that a few times on this show.
Yeah, I think.
Suck my labes, huh?
Yeah, labes. Yeah. That's going to be my get or done.
I like
it's
it.
Like, I'm gonna trademark it's like, it. Oh, all of a sudden, because I'm not saying suck my dick. I'm saying suck, like, the actual genitalia that belongs
suck
to me.
Suck my labes.
All of a sudden, it's too, that's too far.
That's too much. Because then you can actually picture labes, I guess. I don't know what the situation is with that. Brutus, tell us what you'd rather hear, suck my dick or suck my labes. The cat just ran in and I figured I'd interview
him. As long as he lets me hold him like a baby.
His thoughts are. He's such a good boy. He never interferes.
He really enjoys my jacket.
Do you have pets?
Look at his
no.
Belly.
No. You're not a pet person?
No.
Yeah.
I just, because you have to take care of them.
Yeah.
I'm saying like, the
they need
way.
Food, apparently.
Yeah, and like I don't want to like neglect one. And that's, I've, you know what I mean? I'm not ready for the responsibility.
Well, and you travel, like if you're coming up to Cleveland, like. However many times a week.
Yeah.
It's totally hard. I mean, I live in Cleveland, so like if I'm out every night of the week, I just stumble back to my apartment. But yeah, you don't really have that option.
Cats are cool though, because they can kind of take care of themselves like all day.
Yep. I'm not going to get into the whole cats versus dogs thing, because that's like getting into like racism and religion. And
it's, what?
I would like one that didn't shed.
What, a cat?
Both. I like them both, but I don't like taking care of things. Like I don't want to take care of it, and I would feel bad. And that's, I think one time I was at, like, the Comedy Cabin, and I was making a joke about how I don't know, so I don't know, maybe it sounded like I don't like dating, and they're like, okay, and she's gonna have, like, 13 cats later, like, I think it was like
it's
Cody
an easy
Cooper.
Joke, yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, you know what? So then the next time I performed, I think it was like at Barrio after that, and I'm like, well, guess what? I don't even like taking care of animals, so I'm dying alone.
Nice. No one's gonna eat my face.
Yeah, I was just
they're
like,
just gonna find it covered in mildew in 2 weeks.
Nothing's eating my body. I'm dying alone.
That's great.
So yeah, has inspired my... my dying alone joke.
Yeah, but you're right about cats. And that's how I feel too. And the other thing I like too is like, I'm the kind of person, I don't like shit up. I don't like people when they're in my face and up my ass. And cats are very much like, fuck you, I don't give
a
shit.
They're pretty
and
aloof.
That's how I like it. Like, I just don't want people
in Brutus my face. Is like the size of a small dog though.
He is. But he's not up your ass. He's just kind of like, he rubs on your leg and he's like, yo, what's up? And then he'll just go chill on the
and
couch
he lets
for,
me
like
cradle
an hour
for like a minute.
He yeah. What? He lets you hold him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to hold him like a baby for like a couple of minutes every time. And I'm like, okay. Okay, you gave me my fix. I'll right. Get over it. I had two cats who were like the best cats growing up, and I'm like, I'm never gonna have another cat right. That will top those cats.
Right.
What's the point?
What's even the point of trying?
Yeah.
It? Did you have pets growing up at all?
Yeah, I had a cat named Ziggy.
Aw, Ziggy.
After the cartoon.
Oh, Ziggy the cartoon is what I always like, yeah.
I had a turtle named Franklin.
Oh, like the book?
Yeah.
Was there a Franklin turtle? Was that like
yeah.
He wore a little red kerchief.
Like, the opening song to the show they did was "Hey, it's Franklin."
I love doing theme songs. Spider came on literally, so Spider, you know, Spider
yeah.
Doesn't ever like talk. He's Spider. He came on the podcast 2 weeks ago, and we went over by like 20 minutes.
What?
Because he was in detail describing the plots to every episode of Knight Rider.
Oh,
and he wouldn't stop. And finally, I was like, okay, we have to stop. Like, I had to cut him off. I was like, well, this has been another episode of Knight Spider brought to you by... Like, because he just... And that's the thing. And then he kept, like... Because his whole thing is he's talking about 80s cartoons. And we were talking, like... By the time we were done, we had sang, like, every theme song to like, 80s yes. and 90s cartoon. We sang, like, the Gummy Bears theme song. Oh, God.
My mom just, like, posted a video about the Gummy Bears on Facebook. That's funny. Mom's ridiculous. But I saw that and I was just like, oh shit, I totally right? Like as soon as I was listening to it and I saw the things, I was just having flashbacks.
Rescue Rangers was
Rescue Rangers.
Really? Yes. Awesome.
This is probably all like way before
DuckTales.
Yeah.
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 DuckTales, Tiny Toons, Animaniacs.
I know Animaniacs.
Yeah, Animaniacs was great.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of the Animaniacs.
Oh yeah, they were
fun. So what channel was Franklin on?
I think like PBS or something.
Okay. I don't know. I think it might have been cable. I don't know if it's PBS or cable.
But you didn't have cable, though.
Yeah,
right?
But I remember the books. Yeah, I had the books.
Got it.
I think.
I love that there's almost like books. This weird generational rift, even though we're all but like 15 years apart. Like, there's just like, back in my day. And I'm like, I don't even know what Franklin is. And you're like, well, I had the books.
Arthur.
Like, I had the TV. Yeah, Arthur.
Arthur.
And I say, hey.
Hey.
What a wonderful day.
The musical episode. Do you remember the musical?
No.
I was just like, oh my God. And it was like the brain was talking about like, he was doing a song about like, oh God, the whole thing was like, having fun isn't hard when you've got a library card.
Oh,
and I was thinking
God.
About the library. And like the brain sang a song about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And oh my God, it was amazing.
My favorite thing is I follow Chrissy Teigen on Twitter.
Really?
And everyone compares John Legend to Arthur all the time, which is hysterical because there are a million pictures of like, they just have Arthur and John Legend side by side. And I'm like, oh shit, they really do. Like, especially if he wears yellow, like he looks
exactly. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I used to like tweet this every few months when I was like 17. I always tweet, why? I'm like, DW is a bitch. Why is she always trying to ruin Arthur's fun?
I agree. I feel like there's some parallels there between, and I didn't watch this a ton because I didn't have cable, but. Arthur and Rugrats.
I like Rugrats.
Oh, Angelica. Yeah. And, yeah, and her just had like.
There's a.
Make the girl the bitch.
I know, right?
Well, there's a cartoon theory that like.
Yes.
That the creepypasta that. Have you heard it?
No. Well, I think I heard them talking about this on conspiracy theories an episode of Hate Flow, which by the way is on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
It's basically. Angelica's like schizophrenic,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she's seeing
yes.
all the kids.
This is what they're saying
because she can hear them talk, and they can all hear them talk, but then the adults can't hear them talk, and like she always gets in trouble at the end, and they don't. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, because she's a cunt.
But I feel like you see the parents talk to the other kids.
I love cartoon theories. I don't know that one completely.
Do you subscribe to any of them?
No.
No.
But there's two about SpongeBob. And the first one is that all the characters are the seven deadly sins.
What?
SpongeBob's lust. Gary's...
Sponge lust.
Okay, first, that just starts off really funny. Like, why?
Well,
he's a very lustful character. You know what I mean? He's a very lustful character.
Like, he lusts after things, or people
lust
after him?
He lusts after things.
Okay.
Like, it's...
Okay.
Gary is gluttony.
Okay.
Squidward is wrath.
I don't know who these people are.
Patrick is sloth.
I got it.
Plankton is envy.
That makes sense.
Sandy is pride.
Oh.
Is that seven?
Can they do a remake of seven?
It's coming full
but with
circle.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Did you ever watch Full Metal Alchemist?
No.
No,
what's that? No. Okay. Well, it's anime. But it's probably like one of the best ones ever. And that's there's seven deadly sins, and they're the bad guys.
I love Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh my God, I used to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you ever watch Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series on YouTube?
No.
Oh my, it was fucking hilarious. It was Little Karibo was the YouTuber. And it was so funny. And the first episodes were so funny. And then I went and I saw him at an anime convention. I'm just going to keep talking about how nerdy I am.
No,
I was at an anime convention.
He did a sound effect like, nang!
Pow.
And he was so stupid. And they're just like, it was just like him and these guys talking about how they didn't prepare for this panel because they're just so hungover. And I'm just like, you bitch, you just waited in line for like 2 hours to get into this panel and then you suck. But his first stuff for just, you should go, okay, when you go home,
Little
the Abridged series by Little Karibo. like
the first cards, or was that
yes okay. cards?
Yeah, God. It was like the card game show after Pokemon.
Okay,
I think it's better because people. What happens is like originally Japanese, and they dubbed it over for kids' television, but like. In the American version, there's a Shadow Realm, and if you lost duels, you'd be stuck in there forever. But in reality, they changed it. Like, if you lost a duel, you just die.
Oh.
And there was, like, actual guns in That's the dark. Japanese.
Dark yeah. AF.
See? See? Brett, he likes anime.
It's the only
anime.
Oh,
there's nothing wrong with
like,
it. I just like to know there's someone else in the club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out there.
I haven't watched anime in a really long time, but I still go to conventions. And because I get in them for free. And you just get drunk at a hotel room with your friends and take pictures of people in really sweet
costumes.
Yeah,
I'm down with that. Whatever.
It's awesome.
Especially if I could just dress up in like really like slutty shit.
Oh, yeah. Wear, like, oh, God. Nice. My best friend, she's so beautiful and she makes the best costumes. And I just like the chubby friend who will carry her purse while she gets all these pictures taken. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm just
drunk.
I'm getting drunk and holding her camera. And I'm just like, you're beautiful. And then I start talking about her butt too much.
God.
It's happening. It makes everyone uncomfortable. And
or we just like, do you ever see Archer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I am fucking obsessed with Archer. Oh, I have Archer. Did you see the Archer? I have Archer pop art all over my apartment. You have to see it. Yeah, I have it all over my apartment. Yeah, I'm
my best friend and I love that show so much.
I am fucking
and
obsessed.
And so she cosplays as Cheryl. I want to
cosplay.
I'm Pam. And I have a dolphin puppet, and she puts the choke marks on her neck. And then we're at an anime convention, walking around drunk as Pam and Cheryl. I may have
See,
whipped her
shoe
down.
See, it makes me sad that
I don't have
any black female friends because I really want to get like a group of people together and cosplay.
We have a
Archer.
Friend who does Lana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know I've seen like white chicks cosplay on Lana, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
I've got a my friend. She's a cosplayer. She does a really good Lana. She's black, if that makes
I really
it want to
cosplay, one. Like, primary and secondary Simpsons characters for, like, a comedy show at some point. Which I'm actually trying to get together.
How many characters are there of Simpsons?
The Simpsons? Probably hundreds. I'm thinking, like, primary and secondary.
Is there more, like, third-dairy, four-dairy?
Tertiary. So, like, I would say, you know, primary, obviously, like, the Simpsons themselves.
And the Flanders.
And a Flanders. And like their immediate family, so like grandpa and then like Selma and Patty.
Then move out to like the teachers.
But then then you get into
friends,
like Milhouse and Apu and the teachers and Principal Skinner and Mo
how
and
funny would it
Barney.
Be to dress up like the sisters.
Oh, like Selma, oh, I've seen women for Halloween
that.
Do Patty and Selma, and it's amazing.
But I love Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob.
Someone said
so
I look. Somebody
Someone
said I look like him.
Bob. See, I was gonna say if we cosplayed it for like a show, I would have you be Milhouse, probably.
Really?
Yeah, Milhouse. You get the Milhouse thing.
Why can't I be the bully?
You want to be Nelson?
Yeah.
You definitely don't have a Nelson vibe.
Yeah, dude, I beat up people all the time.
You can wear like a denim vest and like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be Milhouse.
Milhouse. No, you got a Milhouse vibe going on.
Milhouse.
Milhouse.
Well, Milhouse always has a crush on Lisa.
I know. It's cute. It's adorable.
Who's going to be Lisa then? That's
well, what's
I
funny
care
is,
about.
So for my promo for my promo photo shoot that we're doing for the first episode, or for the first show at my new show, I want to do, because the space is full of old couches.
Yeah.
And it looks like an 80s TV set. I really want to have a bunch of us dress up like the Simpsons and like cram onto a couch and then have like a picture taken.
I feel like you don't even necessarily have to dress up like the Simpsons.
Yeah, that's probably true. But like,
because I know I want to get a video when you do it so I can make a thing for posting.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I'm still looking for a Maggie. If any tiny people out there.
Yeah, I'll say.
But I'm going to probably be Lisa. And I got Amber to be Marge.
Oh, cool.
And Lahorn to be Bart.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. Those are the first ones. And then I was going to get Jasmine to be Maggie, but Jasmine's out of town that week, so I can't get her to do it.
When are you doing this?
The 22nd.
Of
so
what?
I'll be sending April. So I'll be sending out like an invite.
What day is that?
It is a Sunday. So we'll be doing a Sunday showcase again.
What time?
It is at 7 p.m.
Cool.
Look at me. I don't even have to advertise now.
Yeah.
Sunday, 7 p.m., April 22nd, which is already going to be 2 months after this show airs.
But it'll be every other
every
Sunday.
Every other Sunday at 7 p.m. at Skidmark Garage. Yeah. It's called Skidmark.
Yeah.
It's in Asia Town.
Oh,
we had a,
cool.
We went to a meeting out there, and then we did the photo shoot.
Yeah, I did the photo shoot on Monday with Rustin.
Yeah, so. And I'm going to make my friend's dog famous.
Yes.
Yeah. Her name is Zoe,
I'm
and she's
say
adorable.
Charles Barkley in the...
Yeah,
credits.
Well, Charles Barkley was supposed to be the dog we used, but then he got kennel cough because poor baby.
Oh, God.
So sad.
So then I had to call in the dog who I also love, who just lives a little farther away.
I feel like we accomplished a lot here today, and that this is the least we've ever talked about the topic that we're supposed to talk about.
I think that's true.
But ultimately, I think this was one of our best shows.
Wow, thank you.
Well, because our guests are always adorable and sweet, but they're always very sincere, and you're just Brett, and I loved it.
I love you, too.
You're being Brett.
Aww.
I love Elizabeth, because she's beautiful.
Aww.
And I love Jess, so because you're beautiful.
Aww. We're also older, which is probably why he thinks that, because he's into the cougars.
Yeah.
Brett, where can we find you? If you are doing anything in end of May, June-ish, are you doing anything around that you want to promote?
I applied for the Whiskey Bear Comedy Festival, but I don't know if I'm going to get in.
This is going to be the predicting episode. Yeah. And like, we'll look at this and back and be like, oh, us, we're so innocent and naive.
I want to go to Chicago with a couple of my buddies, so hope that'll work out.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a social media that you want anybody to follow?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is BrettThomas1896. Because Brett Thomas 1996 was already taken.
His picture is like really old school too. Like he's playing a like piano from like the 1800s.
1896. That sounds like a cool, well, you know, it was after the Civil War. Yeah, it was cooler times. I thought about it for a minute. And I'm like, wait, that was 64. Okay, no, we're good. Right.
So if you thought that was funny, my Twitter handle is at Brett Thomas 2. Just going
because 1 and 0 were taken.
Yeah,
or Brett Thomas the second
number, which makes sense. Elizabeth, can we find you on any social media? Is there anything you want to promote?
I have a website, elizabethseeman.com.
Seaman with an A.
S-E-M-A.
Do one with the E. Jesus. You might get the wrong kind
of site.
I tried
to make a hair appointment today at my place. It's called Tees. That's the hair salon. So I put in tees.com, and then it's like, you're about to enter 21.
Oh, yeah, you don't
and
want that.
And I'm just like, whoops. No.
That's why you always Google the Dick's Sporting Goods website. Like, you Google
it. Yeah, and then it was like, Tees Hair Parlor, and I'm like, that's the one.
Whoopsie. So Elizabeth, S-E-M-E-N.com.
Yeah, I think on Instagram, it's just Elizabeth C. Seaman or Elizabeth Seaman. I don't know.
Fuck if I know what's going on with me these days.
I have to whip out my phone. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Kids and their social media.
You goddamn kids. I'm at Epic Fall, E-P-I-C-F-A-U-L. You will be able to find me at this point every other Sunday at Skidmark Garage, located in Asiatown, starting at 7 p.m. I think we are going to call our showcase Couch Gags, which is a Simpsons reference and also sounds dirty, which is the best of both worlds. I want to thank OK Pants. He is at OK Pants on all the social media for doing our logo. Pete Milk for recording all of our shiznit. And we're going to get out of his hair for the next 2 months so that he can regain his sanity. Thank you, Above Below Entertainment and Lousy Weather Media, for hosting us. I just realized we need a sound effect.
I feel like we should do some kind of squirrel noise.
So we were talking about Animaniacs. And you remember Pinky and the Brain?
Yeah.
So Pinky always had this sound
that he
did.
Snarf noise?
Yeah. And he was like it was like a nervous thing. So I'm thinking I'm just going to play that.
Yeah, it's like what? Thundercats. Snarf from Thundercats. Oh, Narf. Yeah.
Okay, love you. Bye.